Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The Ontario Health Team of Northumberland says it has attached approximately 550 local residents with a primary health care provider. The organization says it has successfully cleared its Priority Healthcare Connect waitlist for residents who registered before January 1st, 2025. Rampuva, executive lead of the Ontario Health Team of Northumberland, says the goal now is to get the remaining residents on the waitlist connected.
Today we are celebrating an important milestone of achieving the pre-Jan 1st, 2025 successful completion of attaching 548 patients. We are very proud of the effort that we have worked in collaboration with our local physicians, our nurse practitioners, the Northumberland, Trent Hills, and Lakeview Family Health Teams, the Community Health Centers of Northumberland, Ontario Health at Home, and many other partners, inclusive of local physicians and nurse practitioners, of course, in helping us attach these 548 residents that were looking for a primary care provider.
So when you mean primary care, that may not mean a doctor. That could be another health professional, like a RPN or registered nurse. Is that kind of where you're headed?
It could be a nurse practitioner, yeah. And it could be a family physician.
Now, post January 1st, 2025, what are we looking at here in terms of numbers? And what are we looking at for numbers first?
So right now, the whole goal is to make the Healthcare Connect waitlist as accurate as possible. And so we are asking all of our residents to continue to register every week as much as possible. Go to our website to look at how to register to Healthcare Connect waitlist, because the more people that are registering that we know of, we can actively look to attach patients to that wait list. And so as we're kind of going through our goals of trying to attach all of our patients to a primary care provider by 2029, our main goal here is to ensure that all the residents of Northumberland County are registering for the Healthcare Connect wait list.
So then getting people registered, is that, or not registered, but attached, is that a difficulty at this point? And we know that there's a shortage of doctors. I know that the county is trying to recruit, but is there some difficulty in attachments at this point?
So right now, I would say that we are working together with our partners on establishing new ways to get some of these patients connected. And so recently, MPP Pacini and the Northumberland, Trent Hills, Lakeview Family Health Team, and the Community Health Centers of Northumberland applied for the IPCT funding, which is the Inter-Primary Care Professional Health Team funding. And so the whole idea here of that funding that was released, which was $2.2 million, was to attach up to 5,000 patients and expand interprofessional primary care to up to 15,000 patients in Port Hope and the Cobourg area.
So then we're going to get to that. So then you're talking that funding pocket was used to, from what I understand, expand and establish new programming.
That's right.
So let's break that down. What is the new programming?
So some of the new programming is the idea of getting some of the nurse practitioners to help attach some of the patients that we're looking to help get rostered. We're also looking to ramp up some of our programming across our family health teams. And so whether that's certain types of specialized care that's required. So by having all of the resources in place to attract not just patients who need attachment, but also patients who are looking to go to certain services such as diabetes care, as a great example. We are also ramping up efforts in that way through that funding.
And then, so we talked about the new programming. What are you expanding then?
So we're hoping to expand with the hiring of multiple NPs, nurse practitioners, who will join the various organizations that I mentioned. So Trent Hills Family Health Team, Lakeview Family Health Team, Northumberland's Family Health Team. And we are looking to, and the Community Health Centers of Northumberland, and we're really looking to get that attachment numbers up so that we can look to reallocate some of the other services with registered nurses and help kind of really push up our services for other areas of specialized care for 15,000 residents is the plan.
Now, has the Ontario Health Team Northumberland done a projection or study year by year to 2030, what the attachment numbers are going to be looking like, what services are going to be needed over the next 4 to 5 years?
So we are working definitely with our partners and understanding some of the data that's out there. And right now we know that there is a heat area in the northeast section where we seem to see that there are higher rates of unattached residents. So we're hoping to really use geographic data to target recruitment, plan services, work with our other neighboring Ontario Health teams. So Hastings Prince Edwards has an Ontario Health team, Peterborough and Durham OHT, and making sure residents have equitable access regardless of where they live. And so we are undergoing a lot of planning right now and collaboration with our partners and really looking at what the service volumes are needed to sort of really get the attachment of these residents, but also the services they need for the community and the residents.
So from what I gather, that's kind of the Trent Hills area, what you're talking about. Is that kind of due to the fact there's a hospital there, people can go to the hospital instead, or is it just there's a lack of professional services in that area?
So I would say it's a little bit of, there's a lot of factors. So it's a geographic area where it's very, it's rural compared to being in the 401 corridor. And so we need to definitely look at how we can kind of get more recruitment up there from a physician and nurse practitioner standpoint. And we also need to work in a very systematic manner where we are working with our acute care partners, such as Campbellford Memorial Hospital, our Trent Hills Family Health Team, and working in tandem on identifying kind of the needs and areas and how we can kind of bring services and more attachment numbers towards that area. And so it's definitely that understanding that, you know, that Campbellford and that Trent Hills area needs service, and we need to be able to provide that service in a timely manner.
Okay, Ram, so if I don't have access to a primary care professional, how do I go about getting registered and possibly in the queue to get attached?
For sure. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that. And so our main idea would be to redirect you to register with the Healthcare Connect waitlist. Keep your contact information up to date. Visit the Ontario Health Team and Northumberland website to learn about available healthcare services and supports while waiting for attachment. And if you do that, you will see that within a certain time span that you will be eventually attached as we are going through the waitlist in a timely and accordingly manner.
And where do I go? Is there a website?
So you could actually follow up with all the details on our website, which will link right to the Healthcare Connect waitlist and how to register for that.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.